This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Welcome to Senate Local Government. We'll now come to order. Special shout out to those listening over the internet. Welcome. If you do have cell phones with you, please be sure and check them. Make sure they're on the vibrate mode, silent mode, or off. Because if they happen to go off, then you'll qualify to give a $20 donation to Teen Challenge. All right. If you're a lobbyist, please have your badge on you so you're easily identified. And also, if there's any questions, testimony, please address those through the chair. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Rismer.
Here.
Youngberg. Excused. Duhamel.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Very good. Okay. We have no minutes to approve from the last meeting because we didn't have a last meeting yet, so we will move forward with introduction of pages. Would the pages please come to the mic and please introduce yourselves and tell us just a little bit about yourselves. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Julia Russell. I'm from Hot Springs, and I am undecided on my major, but I plan on playing volleyball.
Very good.
Good morning. My name is Beth Nagel. I go to Gettysburg High School, and my plans for next year are to attend SDSU and major in Ag Communications.
Very good. Thank you for serving us today. Okay. Any personal privileges before we go any further? Okay, seeing none. Before us this morning, we have House Bill 1049 to establish a maximum on the number of words contained in a statement of a proponent or opponent for the ballot question pamphlet. Do we have any proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren. I'm the Division Director for the Division of Elections in the Secretary of State's office. 1049 is to put into place a limit of words for the proponent and opponent statements on the ballot question pamphlet that we have to provide. It's been policy for quite a few years that we limit that to 300 words for the proponent and the opponent statements. And we've never been questioned on that until the 2018 election. One of the writers wanted to know where the statute requires just a minimum of or maximum of 300 words. So we decided that we should probably put this in statute so that it has a force of law, and then we can direct people to that if we get more questions coming in the future. And we limit the words because on the ballot question pamphlet, it has to have the Attorney General's title, explanation, recitation of yes or no, and if there's a fiscal impact statement, that's also included on there. So that takes up part of the top portion of the page, and then we break it down in two columns underneath that, and it fits perfectly so that I can have a page just pass that around. That was one from 2018. So you can kind of see how it fits. This provides the voter to see everything on just one page instead of having to go to the backside of another page to finish reading it. And we provide the ballot question pamphlet to all the county auditors. We supply them with quite a few of them. If they run out, we reprint more. People who we also put on a website so people can download it. We do have an audio version of it for people who just want to listen to it. And then we do have the ballot question pamphlet. We do also print a few copies in Braille.
Very good. Any other proponents of House Bill 1049? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1049? Any opponents? Very good. We'll waive rebuttal and move to any questions from the committee. Any questions from the committee? It's pretty self-explanatory, but if there are any, seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I move do pass.
Second.
We have motion do pass by Senator Kamak, second by Senator Ewing. Are there any comments on your motion?
It seems like it gives everyone ample opportunity to express their opinion without making it so long that a voter won't even bother to read it. So I think it's a good change.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and those in favor will vote aye on House Bill 1049. Those opposed, nay. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg, excused. Duhamel.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye. Okay. House Bill 1049, having received a majority vote of the committee, is hereby passed. And would a secretary like to, or would a senator like to take that on the floor? We could do a consent, couldn't we?
Right.
Okay. Seeing there's no negative testimony and no negative votes, the chair will decide to send it down to the floor on the consent calendar. Very good. Okay. Next bill up is House Bill 1052, to change a reference from a secondary election to a runoff election to maintain consistency and terms. Any proponents this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Steve Barnett, Secretary of State. What this does, House Bill 1052, it's just a cleanup bill to change the term secondary to be listed as runoff. That change is made in Section 1, Line 20 of the legislation. So we're literally just changing one word, secondary, to runoff election, just to be consistent.
Very good. Any other proponents on 1052? Any opponents to 1052? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Secretary, I'm just curious. We've made a lot of law changes in this section the last couple of years, I think, or a lot about elections. So I was wondering, do you know, was this section of the law changed at all in the last couple of years? Was this an omission from just the last couple of years ago or longer?
Mr. Chair, this is just cleanup language from 2018. So it just, again, it's just changing secondary to runoff to be more consistent.
Follow up?
Go ahead.
Is there a definition of a secondary election? Is there does a secondary mean something in this code section?
Mr. Chair, Kia Warren with the Secretary of State's office. There was a definition of secondary in the election code definitions, but when we changed it to runoff, we dismissed this particular statute. So we just want to make sure that we're being consistent and changing that word to runoff as well.
So in the old language, is secondary just a decades-old term, or is... that there used to be a difference between a secondary and a runoff election?
Mr. Chair, there was a difference between secondary and runoff, but we have corrected that in statute.
Very good. Any further questions from the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to pass.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Senator Ewing to pass on House Bill 1052, second by Senator Duhamel. Any discussion on your motion?
Just real quick, it looks like good consistency and just, like she said, cleanup. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, at this time, we'll go ahead and take a vote. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg excused. Duhamel.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
Okay. House Bill 1052, having received a majority vote of the committee, is hereby passed. And the chair, at the chair's discretion, we'll go ahead and move that on to the consent calendar. And that is the end of our bills for today. Any business that we need to take care of as a committee? At this time, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move adjourn.
Okay. Very good. We have a motion by Senator Kamak to adjourn today and a second by Senator Duhamel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.